Hey, this is Colorworks Radio, and I'm your host, Justin Baker. This week is part two of my interview with Josh Carter of Fantagram. In this segment, we talk more about Josh's songwriting process and how certain sounds are made on the record. The interview ranges in influence from the Beastie Boys to Stephen Wright. So listen up. You're such an amazing guitar player, but there's not, or maybe I'm hearing it wrong. Like there's not a lot of, it's not guitar driven music, or is it?
There's a lot of guitar on this album, but yeah. It's more like it's inserted or like injected in certain parts, you know?
Yeah. Cause I know
I play keyboard and piano and I make beats and chop up samples and stuff. So even though I'm a decent guitar player, that's not really how I want to define our sound really as a band.
Like when you start a song like that, Same Old Blues, like what's the first thing you do, like how do you start writing that?
The first thing I usually do when I write a song is, especially a song like that, is I came across that sample.
Oh, interesting.
Of the gospel band, and there's some pretty cool drumming in there too, that's chopped up during that break with the guitar solo and synth thing. That's from that gospel song as well. And I work from there and kind of figure out what key it's in or how I can throw it in a sampler and put it in a different key. And then just try to experiment writing around that. And I had written in one of my journals, maybe it wasn't the best day for me that day, but I read, this is nothing new, it's just the same old blues. So I like this feeling that I couldn't seem to shake, you know? So I just went from there.
Yeah. Huh. That's interesting. It's interesting you start with that sample. You see that thing and then, or hear that thing and then like that gets it, moving. I just want to talk about a couple more if you don't mind, because I'm really curious about the song Barking Dog.
It's
one of my favorites on the record.
Thank you.
We'll just play a second of it and, we can talk about it.
Bathroom floor, talking in my demon voice. Millions of years go by, memories of peace and love, killing to reconstruct. And what will the label do? Hurt people too.
Do you do that one live?
We do. We haven't done it. We didn't do it on this last tour. But when we were promoting this album, we played the song most nights. Towards the end of our set.
Yeah.
Actually, I think we did it. Yeah, either towards the end or maybe it was the first song at the beginning of the encore.
So that, I didn't. And it sounded like it to me, but I, I thought either like you were listening to a lot of Steve Reich or you sampled it, and it turns out you did sample it.
Yeah, well, it was both. I was listening to a lot of Steve Reich, and I was just thinking like how inspiring it was, and like how he could just do these things that just loop and repeat itself, but it still keeps my attention.
Yeah,
and it's beautiful. And I was thinking about how nobody's really sampled something like that and just sang over it and made a completely new song out of a phrase within somebody else's like neoclassical song. So
yeah,
I was just messing around at my parents' house, which was what we call Harmony Lodge or whatever, and singing these gibberish lyrics, and they all kind of came together later, but yeah, the early demo was a lot of gibberish and piecing words together that makes sense to me.
Yeah. I mean, you ended up with something like super incredibly beautiful. I love that song.
Thanks.
So much. And I love your voice on it, because it feels so like sincere. Like you're kind of like you're pretty unmasked in that song, and it connects. I like that one a lot. I was so surprised when I heard it. I thought, oh my god, you know, just like what a here comes the next hit. You're Mine. Come a little closer, let me tell you something. I'm gonna play this for a second.
Sure. You don't talk to no one, don't you look at nothing. Focus on me, look into my eyes. Come a little closer, let me tell you something. You ain't going anywhere, cause you're mine.
I love that keyboard there. Is that keyboard?
No, that's the sample that I chopped up.
Oh my god, it's incredible. I was wondering how you made that sound. That dun, 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 dun. It's that song.
Yeah,
is amazing. Well, I love when you guys sing together.
Yeah, so do I.
It's so dynamic.
When we started that song, yeah, it's really cool. And when we started that song, I was talking with Sarah, like, just like, I was like, I really want to do something that's like the Beastie Boys. Like, we just trade back and forth line after line. Like,
yeah,
like we'll just do two lines and then two lines. And it ended up not being that way. It turned into more of like a Johnny Cash and like June Carter or something,
right, yeah,
sort of thing. But, you know, it started with maybe a Beastie Boy kind of influence in a way. But that's another song that started with, because I crate dig a lot and I look for records and find samples, and that's a song where I just found this cool sounding sample off the Soul album.
Really?
And
so
I made this driving beat with actually on a Tascam 4-track.
Really?
Yeah, and it took shape from there.
Thank you for listening. As always, go check out Collarworks Gallery at 621 River Street in Troy, New York. Up now is Unseen, a group show that features work about what we do not see, the invisible, the hidden, and the overlooked.